Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, GK Nyambura, and this is yet another episode of this podcast that I started 6 years ago. I always say that because 6 years is a long time, and I don't think I've been consistent with anything in my life for 6 years, actually. Or maybe primary school, and I had structure then, so that's really, I kind of didn't have a choice. Kibaki was my president. It was mandatory to go to school. And school did we do? We did school. I didn't make an episode last week. I know, I'm aware. I've been very consistent since Monday of some Monday I decided, you know what? I'm gonna be consistent. And it's been 4 episodes now, and I think I'm pretty consistent. If I post this, I'll be consistent. However, last Monday something tragic happened to me. Last Sunday, okay, the other Sunday. The Sunday right before the Monday that I didn't post, I got into a car accident. I was driving on Thika Road. It was raining heavily. A car tried to get into my lane suddenly. I was in the speeding lane. I was meant to be speeding, basically. But then when he entered my lane, I just kind of like swerved so I don't hit him. And then I ended up, I was on the farthest right side of the highway. I skid across the highway to the farthest left lane. And actually, what stopped me was that barrier of the footbridge in KCA, the one near KCA. Yeah, the footbridge at Raraka, that one. That's the one that stopped my car. From the outside, the car doesn't look damaged. But when I had a call with my dad, and he was just giving me like diagnostics of the accident. He said I was speeding, which I don't think 80 is speeding, especially on a major highway. But then, you can't really. The impact of the car against the wall was really bad, so a lot of things in my car knocked, but my airbags were not deployed. I'm safe. Nothing happened to me. I just was shook. I remember calling my boyfriend and being so like I was so shaken. My voice was so unstable. I was trying to make sentences. Like I was just trying to explain what happened. But then first thing I did was obviously call my father because he said, I remember this, I'll never forget his words. He told me this in 2020. He said, because I was in trouble at home. I had done some fuck shit. That also involved a car, by the way. But anyway, I'd done something really reckless, and my dad was like, I should be your first call to safety. If you ever encounter anything like this ever again, and it doesn't matter what you've done, it could be you've killed a person, I should be your first call. So always call home first. And I was like, okay, all right, all right, all right. And over the years, I've been putting that to the test. Actually, like when my car breaks down, my dad comes with his car, and I leave him there with my car, and then I go home with his car. And he does the same thing with my mom. So, and I feel like that's such fierce protection. Like it's like, I don't have brothers. Me and my cousins were more silly than we are serious. So when it comes to serious things in my life, I think I only have my dad as a masculine entity. And he's such a gentleman. He's so gentle with me. He didn't yell at me. Actually, every time I've gotten into a car related issue and it's been like bad, he always tells me to like get out of the car and go as far away from it as I can. I remember when I was in second year, I think I was 19, my car caught fire and my engine, like it just smoked. And then I guess we needed to buy a new engine or something. I used to drive the older model of a Suzuki Escudo. Wow, that car has been in my family for so many years. Oh my God. Anyway, so I remember when my car caught fire, my dad was like, okay, I'm just trying to get my bag. I called him, obviously. It was at night. I was an evening student, so I was on my way home. It was around 9 p.m. because my classes would end at 8:30, 9, 9:30, around there. And he said to get out of the car and go as far as possible as I can from it, because of course it was fire, and it had caught fire. And he was afraid that it will like blow up and I'd be there. So his first concern is usually like, am I safe? Am I okay? Is everything fine? Am I good? Am I in pain? Did I hit anything? Did I hit someone? I've never hit anyone. I hope I never do. Also, like the thing with being given a car by your parents is that when you're young, especially, you go through the musings of uni while still having this great responsibility. Like I knew even if I wanted to go skip class with my friends, go drinking, I needed to be home safe with my car intact. And you know, so we've also had this drunk driving conversations. We've had reckless driving conversations, speed conversations. And yeah, basically, but on Sunday, it was legit not my fault. And I think my only problem was that I was going at 80, which is not even a problem. Come on. I think that's the speed limit even. I think 100 is the speed limit. But either way, that's a lot of impact regardless. And the fact that it was raining, and then the emergency brake that I hit, like, so I hit the emergency brake. I didn't expect to skid across the highway, you know. I just expected to kind of like be halted at once. But my cousin and my boyfriend said, you know, when it's raining like this, and then you hit your emergency brakes, and you don't know if you've been checking your tires, are they like treaded properly? Are you safe, basically? Is your car in good condition? You don't hit emergency brakes. And I was like, okay, so I just like hit the Audi guy and but then later on, of course, I was like dealing with reenactments of how I should have relived that phase of my life or that exact moment of my life. And I was like, damn, I should have really just let that guy hit me. What's the worst that could have? Anyway, I'm just telling you what ifs that don't even make sense. Either way, I'm so happy that I didn't hit anyone. I didn't hit anything except the barrier. And the police came. My dad came. A breakdown car came. My dad was like, are you okay? I was very okay. My cousin was also okay. I was with my cousin. We were sat on the front seat. He was sat on the front seat. And I remember when we left home, me and him were arguing. I don't even know what about. Like, I can't tell you. We bicker like siblings because we basically grew up together. So he was telling me some shit, and I just wasn't in the mood. And you know how when someone isn't wearing a seat belt, your car makes that beeping noise that's just so fucking annoying. So that was what was happening. And I remember as soon as we got home and then like onto the highway, I was like, I swear to God, if you don't put on your seat belt right now, I'm going to drop you off in the next stage. He was like, damn. So he put on his seat belt, which was good, because if that accident went any other way, then he would have been hurled across the windscreen or something. I don't know, man. Shit. I don't want to think about it no more. My last 2 weeks, because this, oh, my last week, actually. The last week of my life has been so much fun. On Saturday, I decided to get on a solo drinking mission. So I drank by myself and then I went to where did I go? Where did I go? Oh yeah. So wait, I spent the whole day at my house. I didn't hang out with my boyfriend on the weekend because he'd gone to see his mom, who's not feeling well. And he basically, I wasn't meeting anyone. I didn't have plans. So on Saturday, I went drinking. I didn't go drinking. I ordered in alcohol and I drank and I ate. I played with my cat. And that is not. And that is not a pun. I played with my cat, Rumi. Hey, Rumi. He's right here sleeping. I love him so much. I think I need a new couch. Anyway, basically, I was home alone, drinking, eating, and having a concert. I was learning how to dance. I did like Beyonce's NFL, Coachella, no, not Coachella, the Super Bowl, Beyonce Bowl. Yeah, so I was dancing and then I made videos. I love making videos. I actually enjoy my personality so much. I love that. I love getting drunk by myself and taking videos and finding them days later because I totally forgot that I was filming myself and then rewatching and realizing, oh my gosh, I'm actually so blessed, eternally blessed for real. I have peace of mind and I have a calmness of heart that I've kind of always had, to be honest. And I do not wanna, I've become so, I think with age, I've become so, I don't wanna explain myself too much. I just want to enjoy the moment, live in the moment. Just, create new memories, have fun, not really give a fuck about what people think. Not realize, sit down and realize that I don't even give a fuck what people do. Why would they give a fuck what I do? I don't be thinking about niggas when I just move around the streets. So why the fuck are they thinking about me, And I don't wanna be quoted or anything. I don't wanna be a legend. I don't wanna be a hero. I just wanna do what brought me here and then be on my way. And that means that I've had to like kind of look myself really closely in the mirror and be like, okay, so Nyambura, who are you? What are we? And what is this? And every time I've showered in the last week or a couple of weeks, actually, I've been thinking about this for a while. And I think it becomes more amplified when I get drunk. I sit with myself and I realize that there is a disconnect between my dreams and the actualization of my dreams. Like, I'm going through a career shift, mental something. I don't know. Like, I've sat with myself in the last couple of days and I've asked myself, okay, so yeah, you did law, you went to law school and everything. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I did. But in this moment in time, what are you? And when I sit and I think about like where I get my money, how I get my money, in what ways I get my money, I realize that there's a bit of a disconnect there and I need to reconcile that. So I'm back in therapy and I'm trying to navigate this with my therapist. I need to understand where the need for me to denounce my social currency comes from, where it stems from. Is it pride? Do I not want to feel like, oh yeah, you're an influencer, you work with this that brand, and this is where you get your money, and there that's where you get your money. And then feeling like someone else is, my success is dependent on an entire group of people that I don't know. There's something very scary about that. And whether or not, like, I know there are facts, there are cons and pros, and there are facts and there are emotions in this. I could come and that's how I feel. That's emotionally, that's how I feel. I'm like, yeah, I wanna be a YouTuber, but then I don't wanna be too much of a YouTuber because, I have this other thing going on for me, and to be honest, it's kind of important. I wanna be that. But then I realize that my actions are different, how I live my life is different. Like, if I wanna be a lawyer, then why am I not making a point to like actually invest in my legal mind? It's a mind thing. I'm not talking about it from like work per se. I'm just saying, like, when I sit down with myself deeply, do I actually give a fuck about this? And I need therapy. It's deep. It won't take a short time for sure, because it's deep. Like, this law thing has been embedded in my system since I was a kid. I told you guys, like, when I made it to law school, everyone in my primary school knew I was going to be a lawyer. Everyone in my high school knew I was gonna do law. And then until I got to form four and I was like, oh shit, I think my ADHD is catching up with me. It's like there's something there. And I realized that I'd gained a personality and I'd blossomed into something that people really enjoyed listening to. So God, you know, I can't even come on here and try and decipher that, my like try and decode myself, you know, like I can't just come and decode whatever the fuck I'm going through mentally. But all I'm saying is I really want to take a step back from school and just kind of think about whether or not this is what I actually want to do, what the papers will do for me, how will this, God. Also, like, are the papers important? If I really truly want to reach self-actualization, do I need the papers? Is that where I see myself? Like, when I think about what's more attractive to me, I'm more attracted to like the hype, the glamour, the vanity, the and I don't say vanity in a bad way. Like, I'm not trying to take away from the you know, the world of entertainment, but I'm just saying, like, that is what sells. That's what we love. It's we love being vain online and stuff, and that sells and it works. And is it a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. And I think I went through this when I was trying to reconcile accounting in my life. Like, okay, now I've done accounting, I'm an accountant, so what now? And I remember every weekend when I'd come back from school, I'd just be crying, telling my mom, I don't want to do this anymore. I hate it. It's horrible. Like, please let me quit. Let me stop. So by the time I was even like stopping, I had fallen so out of love. I was never in love to begin with. But then now, by the time I actually got to understanding where I'm at emotionally with this thing, it was so late. I really cannot even sit at a, I don't even think I could balance a balance sheet right now. For real. Like, a statement of financial position. Honey? Oh my days. And then management accounting, financial accounting, business, accountant in business. Like, bah. Release me, tax. Oh my God. I hate it. I hate it. Shut up. I hate it. I just do. And that's the one. Like, now I put that aside and now I'm thinking about, like, what's it called? I'm thinking about law. I could never get there emotionally with law because at the end of everything, at the end of the day, it helps me as a person. It's an empowering course. Like, even if I never use it, like, if I never go to court and I never represent a client or whatever, for my own sake, it's a good thing. I've earned knowledge that is vital and helpful to me. Like, right now, I was reading a contract that I'm hoping to sign. And I was like looking through, there's so much legalese on there, but I'm understanding, you know, I'm not gonna be taken advantage of. Like when I go through the contract, I'm like, okay, so where's the perpetuity clause? Is there a perpetuity clause? Are we doing this? But then also, like, when I send the contract, and I've signed it on my part, did I ensure that they sent me the final signed contract, like with both our signatures, mine and the organization's? You know, like, I have vital information in my head that is helpful to me, and I love that. But then I need to understand, I need to see if this is something I genuinely want to do or if I just want to be a yapper. But then I also go through seasons when I don't want to yap anymore. And then I realize that, oh shit, I think I'm depressed because I'm not yapping, which is crazy. Like, what am I doing? My 20s have been the most confusing years of my fucking life. But my teens were also pretty confusing, I'm not gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you, twin. When I was in high school, I really was going through a lot of what even is that? Like a crisis, just a crisis? Because that's not even like a quarter life crisis. It's not like a tenth of life crisis or something. I don't know. I struggled to just kind of let go of music, but then I didn't let go of it. And it opened so many doors for me. Like, I composed our Form 4 anthem 2017, Alliance Girls High School. I was one of the first violinists in Alliance Girls High School. I was in an orchestra. I was a member of the first orchestra of Alliance Girls. When I love and I know I'm good at something and it's artsy and it's something that I is fulfilling my mind. I don't know. Is it my heart? It's not my heart. It's definitely my mind. And then my heart comes into it and I love it. Then I end up being so good. Like I'm exceptionally good. So like I know I'm aware that in certain life points of my life, when I put my entire mind into something, I always got it. When I put my entire mind into starting a YouTube channel, I got 25,000 subscribers in 1 week. When I put my mind to going to Alliance Girls, I got 100 in math consistently for four exams preceding KCPE. When I set my mind to something, I do it out of love, and I structure it, and I kind of just, even when I started this podcast, I was number one on Spotify for 3 months running. I don't know if, well, it's been six years, so I guess the dynamics have changed. But at the time, there weren't that many podcasts, to be honest. And when I set my mind to starting a silly little podcast where it's just basically my audio diary, I put my mind into it and I was number one for 3 months running. When I put my mind into something that already is so endearing to me, like if my heart is already in something and then I put my mind into it, it does exceptionally well. I'm aware of that. But then now I feel like I need to take a step back and just kind of like go back to the drawing board, see what matters to me and what doesn't, see where I want to be in my life in a few years. I don't want to toil and soil, but then I realized I haven't soiled or toiled because when I was 20, I decided to start a stupid YouTube channel. And then my Instagram, long before that, actually. I think in 2018, 2019, there wasn't much of like an influencer. There was actually. But then when I started creating, I wasn't creating from an influencer's point of view. I was coming online to talk to people like I would my friends. And I didn't go out of my way to kind of create over the top, highly edited, super structured content. Nah, like some of my best performing videos have been the ones that were just conversations between me and people that I love. So I have not needed to break my back, soil or toil or do anything, do backflips, bend over backwards, all that shit, just, for something because I put my mind into it and I was attracted to it. But then now I'm wondering if I have that anymore for law. You know what's crazy? The craziest thing is if I got admitted right now to the bar, my entire mind would change. Would it? I don't know. That's the problem. I can't make up my mind. I need therapy. I'm not playing games for real. So I'm back in therapy. I'm being more vocal about it. I'm having conversations with my parents, like, okay, so school is great, school is fine, but look at this other thing that I'm telling you about. And my parents have been nothing short of supportive, and I'm so grateful. I'm so loved at home. I have never doubted that. Well, at least recently. Since I turned 20, I have not doubted whether there's love for me at home. Not at all, not in the slightest. And so I just hope to like uphold, not disappoint the people that I love, and then get something that also won't break my heart. The thing with content creation is that sometimes it breaks your heart. Like you think you just want to be online yapping about long nails and how random men will ask you how you wipe your ass. And the next thing you realize, of course, someone's in the comment section calling you names, being so obscene, telling you this or that or the third about yourself. And so when it comes to something that you love breaking your heart, then I can't advise you. It's happened too many times in my life. I guess it is the rhythm of life. It's just how life is. Well, I guess we've come to the end of this episode. I'll be back again next week. And then by next week, I'll have my jingle ready. Because, I've been trying to make a jingle, like a little intro for this podcast that makes sense. Not that I have a problem with what we have going for us here. But I just want to have a bit of structure with this. Just a little more structure. That's it. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you have eaten or that you're going to eat a little later or even now. And I hope you're happy and that your heart is full and that nothing is breaking it and that you're doing great and that you're having great sex. You're enjoying great wine. You're having amazing wine. You're listening to bomb ass music. I hope the clothes you're wearing make you look so good. Have a lovely week. I love you. Take care of yourself. Bye.